Out of roughly 400 state line item appropriations in House Bill 1192, 274 are the same or more than the appropriations contained in Governor Wolf's March 3rd budget proposal. That means approximately two-thirds of budget line items that he vetoed provided the same or more state support than what he asked for in his initial budget proposal. Clearly, there were an overwhelming majority of items in the budget that Governor Wolf could have kept. Some of Pennsylvania's most vulnerable and needy are the ones who were the most hurt by Governor Wolf's blanket veto. It is clear that if Governor Wolf would have used his line item veto and that blue pen and used that authority to cut from the budget what he did not agree on and kept what he did agree on, billions of dollars would not be blocked to the millions of Pennsylvanians throughout this Commonwealth who need that money to survive. I truly hope in the coming days our governor comes to the negotiating table with more of an open heart. And in the spirit of compromise, he really needs to do this for the people of Pennsylvania, and especially those who are now impacted by this blanket veto.